Xanthi White, thank you very much for being with us today, and we are going to discuss analysing sun in a landscape and how important this is in making a garden work. Welcome.
Hello. Sorry, just one moment.
Are you tangled up in your headphones?
Up.
Be careful.
Apologies.
We don't want an occupational health and safety incident.
No.
I get them stuck under the chair all the time. And yeah, anyway, when you are ready, let's talk about the sun and considering the sun and deciding where to plant. It's interesting. It can be so radically different whether you get all day sun that works its way around your entire garden, whether you get a sliver for a couple of hours and then it's all dark. It's very, very individual.
It totally is. And one of the things with sun too is that it changes. And so a lot of people will make observations about the sun in their garden or their house, which only relates to a particular part of the year. So they'll come to a site and they'll say, oh no, it's really sunny. It's really sunny. Look, there's lots of sun here. But the reality is in the middle of the day in summer, there's lots of sun everywhere. And so one of the things when we're starting out with a garden that we need to really focus on is understanding not just the different, so there's two things that we need to think about with the arc of the sun. And one is its angle. So in at winter, it goes from basically, it's got like a shorter arc. So you're looking at from northwest to northeast, but then in the summer, the arc basically comes right back around. So the sort of southwestern corner that gets absolutely no sun in the winter period will be getting the hottest sun in that summer period, that very last sun. And one of the things about sun too is that, first of all, you need to understand that the eastern sun is the soft sun. So morning sun doesn't have as much heat in it as western sun. So your morning sun is soft and the real hot sun comes in the afternoon. You've always got several degrees more in that late afternoon sunlight because, of course, the temperature rises during the day as the sun accumulates. And so what the reason for this is, so many times be it in a planting plan or when somebody's planning out their gardens, and when I go out to visit people, one of the most common things that people will say is, when I first got here, I thought that this was the sunny side, but now I'm here, the sun's over here. And people get very confused about this because they're not just taking the breath right from the beginning and thinking about the sun being in different places at different times of the year.
It does your head in. It's wonderful if you can look up on a hill somewhere, and obviously I live in a place where you can look at plenty of hills, you can see how that arc is smaller at different times of year. And you think, oh my gosh, in summer the sun sits there and in winter it sits here. So you can get a sense that it's not the same kind of, movement all year round, the size of it anyway, size looking from our little human perspective.
Yeah.
So you can, in some places you'll get a clear hint on that, but if you're living, in the middle of a suburb somewhere and there's not so many markers, you often don't notice it quite so much.
Yeah.
To your point, you need to stop at the very beginning and get a grip on what will be. What do you do? Do you draw graphs?
So the first thing that I want everyone to do when they start a garden is to identify correctly where north is on their property. And this is like, so centering yourself to north. Now, what I'm going to describe to everybody is kind of, I don't know how well it will work on radio, but it is it is actually the best way to work out how sun moves through a garden. So what I get designers, or I do myself when I'm on a site to try and understand where the sun is going to move through different seasons, is I stand facing north and I reach my right hand out.
Doing it right now.
Yep. To the northeast, so where the morning sun will come out
right
in winter. So to that kind of in between north and east. And I curve my hand up to eye level.
Yep.
And I take it down to the northwest in an arch. And that's the winter arc.
Okay.
So that's a really simple arc. So the height of your hand is sort of, you can even look up at midday and see where the sun is in the middle of the winter. And because that winter sun comes right down, it can actually shoot from one side of a house to another because it's this lovely low sun. So it has
You lose it behind buildings, don't you?
You lose it behind buildings. So that's why when you physically stand where you're thinking, wanting to understand the sun, and you do this northeast to northwest arc with it kind of just above eye level, coming back down, and then you go back down to your southeast corner and you raise your hand right up in an arc up above the head. So it's almost right above your head at the middle of the day at north, and then you take it right down all the way down to that southwestern corner where that summer sun comes in, which is your darkest place in winter, and it's the spot most people want to be in summer because it's that very last of the sun when you've finished work and you can just sit outside for those extra hours. That little southwestern corner, that southwest to western corner, is the absolute sweet spot.
And you need to think differently about winter and summer as to where the sun's going to be. And I imagine this is even more exaggerated where we are in a built-up environment and there are literally buildings that are going to block your sun, right?
Absolutely. And so there's something about standing in any part of your property and doing these two arcs.
You can pretend you're doing Tai Chi. It's fine. No one's going to notice.
The thing is that not only is this going to benefit the development of your garden spaces, improve your plant selection, I'm also thinking about your physical well-being in this exercise as well. You know, a little bit of stretching, a little bit of arcing, a little bit of movement, a little bit of meditation.
You just said something really important, which is where you want to be, because this is also where you're going to put your seats or your little open space or your patio to enjoy the most of the sun. So it's also about where the human wants to be as well as the plant.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's about finding the cat spots. So a cat will move through different places. And so if when we plant a garden, it's not just about putting plants into gaps. When we plant a garden, we're creating a space. So we're growing a space that we want to be in. So we don't want to plant a tree in that beautiful arc, which brings that last of the summer sun into our patio. We also don't want to plant something that's going to take the eye line out of that very, very precious winter sun. And so being able to analyse the sun correctly on your site and really feel and actually be able to stand on different parts of your site and actually get those lines of movement and really start to feel where the sun's going to go and be able to know that, how it's going to change from summer to winter, is the absolutely most important thing to do when you're planning a garden. That includes planning the spaces. It includes the plant selection. There are plants that, you know, you'll see a lot of plants say that they want western light or they only want eastern light. So some plants just want to be in that soft sun. Some want that really lovely hot sun.
But also, what do you do when, as you said, the place that gets the least in winter gets the most in summer? Does that also affect the way the plant moves through the year, right?
Yeah, so this is about where we think about we're designing our spaces around which we're then going to grow our gardens as well. So, for instance, we have a in that little southwestern area, which in the winter we never go into, that area we have like a little garden area which is in our front yard, which we've turned into just a little patio spot enough for a couple of chairs to come out in the evening and sit there in the summer months. So that might not be where you put your main living area, which is more likely to be in that northern aspect where that, you know, you're going to get that lovely low winter sun, but you might have a roof to take the hot summer sun, or you might have trees to take that direct downward light in the summer, where at midday you don't want the sun. In winter, you do want the midday sun. So it's not just about going, the sun is coming from the southeast or, you know, from the northeast. It's also really important to find that arc. So understanding that winter sun comes really directly towards you and that summer sun is coming up overhead, because it really does change the where the sun comes into in our garden. So this helps us design the spaces we want to be. And it also helps us, you can have a border, like a long border, and you're like, but it's all on the north side. but you might not be noticing, you know, what's shading different parts of it. Or you might not be noticing that that end of the border is not just getting the northern sun, it's also getting late summer western sun. And so everything flowers better there, or all the vegetables grow better on that little corner out there. And what it helps you to do is to identify magical spots for growing, magical spots for being, and to get those little things where people are always like, nothing ever works in this spot. I don't know what's different about it. Normally what's different about it is how much light it gets and the angle of the light that's coming into it.
So how do you take that next step? If you understand the traverse of the sun, summer, winter, if you also factor in any interference from buildings, what are your next steps? Like, what are you looking to grow where? And could you give us a couple of examples?
So I guess by being able to identify which areas are really the hot sun areas and which are the sometimes sun areas and which are the shady areas and which are the like full shade. So a lot of people see these kind of in any plant description. You can start then going, you essentially, when you're selecting a plant, you go, rather than just being like, what can I put there? You should be going, what shape do I want this plant to grow into? What is the purpose of this plant? Do I want it to be evergreen or deciduous, which might be a decision that's made based on that direction of the sun? Then what conditions, what soil conditions do I have that the plant grows in? So these are all things that you're making notes of. And then what is the sun aspect in summer? What is the sun aspect in winter? Now, these lines, that these kind of things essentially create a scope of limitations which help make you make the decision to get the right plant in the right place.
Gotcha.
So what you're doing is you're using this really good sun analysis to make sure that when you go to the garden centre and you're feeling a little bit impulsive, you know that the gaps in your garden, you really understand what the conditions are that you're going to be selecting that plant in. It also allows you, if you're in a situation where sun is very precious and there's not a lot of sun, it allows you to find the sun, those beautiful little sunny spots, and decide, I might have thought that I couldn't grow any food there, but actually I've discovered that there's this beautiful little spot there which gets that southwestern sun, which means in the summer that will be getting enough sun for my tomatoes, even though it doesn't get any sun in the winter. It will get, you know, just in that little arc, actually by summer, that little spot might mean that I can grow capskins.
Wow. So you can get down to that level of
absolutely.
Detail.
Absolutely. Yeah. So you can get to a point where you're identifying these wonderful little niches within your garden, these little magic spots where you might be able to grow something, or you might be able to sit or enjoy something. And you can also, if you've got limited sun, you can look at how you hold that heat in a garden. For instance, if you've got sun pouring in and then, you know, a big breezy open space behind you, that the heat might not stay there. Whereas if you create a wall that arcs towards that sun, you can create an amazing microclimate which can increase the heat for growing or sitting or being.
Because it will hold
or
heat.
Or shade.
Hold heat.
So once you master this understanding of the movement of the sun through the winter and movement of the sun through the summer, it just is like one of the most critical things in terms of thinking to be able to grow almost anything you want. And there's little things like there's Chatham-Island forget-me-nots are one of those plants that are hotly desired, but can be a little bit tricky to grow. They like particularly sort of gravelly volcanic soils. In the north, people, you know, the further north you go, the harder it gets. But they like that particular hot western sun. And so if there's something particularly special like that, that you're trying to, you know, if you're getting really into the mastery of your things, or there's a plant from that has a special connection to family that you really want to grow, it allows you to find these magic spots which are particularly fertile or verdant, or to be real about shade. Because the problem is with that southwestern arc, people look at it and they go, that's the south side of my house. It's, you know, it's super shady. I need shade plants there. But then that burning summer comes in and the plants just sort of shrivel up.
So you mentioned trees, and if you're fortunate enough to have the kind of space where you can plant trees. You're not just dealing perhaps with a small courtyard. What are you? You really want to put some thought into that because, of course, the tree is going to grow and change over time as well, right?
Yep. And I mean, one of those things I know everybody will have heard me say before, prune your trees. Prune your trees from when they're young. You know, keep that shape, keep that openness, understand how they're going to grow. And that's one of the things is like, this kind of what I'm talking about everyone doing with these sun exercises where you move your hand up, down from that northeast round kind of up above eye level to the top of the sun and down to the southeast. And then for summer, out to that southeastern arc and then right up over your head down to the, I'm just making sure I'm getting all of this right as I say, to the southwestern corner. Practicing doing those physical things. I am a real big advocate for, like, I'm a big gesticulator. And I think when you're thinking about plants and growing plants, actually kind of physically, like, measuring the height with your eyes that you need to get to before you go and buy a plant. So if you want a tree on your boundary and you want it to be 1, 2, 3 meters high, and I want it to be 4 meters wide, and I want to keep the arc of the sun coming through there, you've then just need to go through your plant catalogues and go out to the nursery and to the garden centre and say, I need a tree that is 3 meters high, and I want it nice and wide, so I want it 4 meters wide, so I want something that's wide and arcing. You can even draw the shape of the plant that you need, and it just makes your plant selection so much more accurate. And then you can add your personal preferences.
Well, Xanthi, like, I'm just looking forward to your next book on Xanthi White gardening calisthenics, because I'm just loving this idea of standing there and tracing the arc of the sun and the shape of the trees.
Yeah.
I've got a question for you, but did you have something you wanted to finish, a thought?
No, I think it's just more that really growing the plants in your mind and really feeling the shape of them, understanding how they're going to mature, as well as their sort of leaf form and texture and flower and colour. So really growing things in your mind and just feeling free to get your arms swaying and moving when you're looking at your garden, because it's spatial. And I think a lot of people find space hard to measure, or, you know, so and particularly the sun thing, this is the best technique that I've found for people understanding sun on their sites.
Wonderful.
It's for them to just stand there and move.
Wonderful. Thanks for sharing. Now, this is kind of relevant, so I'll mention it. How to get the best use of a small greenhouse the size of a set of drawers to grow vegetables and or native plants from seed. Do you have some tips? I don't know whether you do this indoors or outdoors, Xanthi.
Yeah, well, you would normally do it outdoors, because the one of the key things with the little glass house is that you want it to be facing the sun. So you either ideally want it to have a north or northwestern aspect, because you want to be able to intensify heat. But also the other thing about greenhouses and why you want that to be outside is you also need to be able to ventilate. So you need to make sure that if the heat is building up and that concentration of the heat is getting too much in the summer, that you can open it up and allow airflow through it and allow it to move kind of freely and freshen out.
Wonderful, Xanthi. Thank you very, very much. Xanthi White, landscape designer and gardener.